Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. We thank the alternate minister, Mr. Haritsis, for his elaborate presentation on the things that the government is doing for putting back growth into the economy. There is no doubt that following the years of GDP contraction and significant destruction of value, both in terms of wealth as well as real estate values, there is you feel right now that there is an attempt to return to growth, and we are at a very critical crossroads at this stage. You could feel that you know, the banking system is doing a lot. We'll hear from the bankers later in the panel. But there is no doubt that under the weight of significant NPEs and NPLs, you know, they are struggling to finance an economy that essentially requires significant investment to kickstart. We have here with us to discuss the instruments available a very, very good, illustrious, I will say, panel of experts from supranationals, the EIB, the EBRD, the EIF, and the IFC, that have all kind of, from time to time, and some of them recently, have been involved in Greece, but now it looks like that they are all focusing in providing financing instruments and alternatives, both in terms of debt as well as equity, in order to help the economy kickstart. And this is something that is required because we need to see investment going back into the country. We need to see people coming back. We need to stop the brain drain. And this is only happening through investment. It is my honor to introduce to you the members of the panel. And we'll start with the ladies. Sabina Druzman is the EBRD Regional Director for Greece and Cyprus. She's actually based in Greece as of recently. EBRD has been created to finance Eastern Europe, Central Europe and Russia, and given recent developments, is now focusing in a larger geographic remit, including Greece, which is the bank's actually newest country of operation as of last year. Andrea Engel of the IFC is the country manager for Greece. IFC is the private sector arm of the World Bank, is re-engaged in Greece as of May 2015, and is very active in the financial sector. EIF, we have with us Yanis Tsakiris, the head of EIF of Southeastern Europe, is the biggest provider of equity and loan guarantees for SMEs across Europe. In Greece, the EIF is active for many years supporting SMEs and fostering innovation, entrepreneurship and growth. Ioannis Kaltsas is the EIB head of division for Greece, is responsible for public sector and banks. He has many years of experience with EIB and previously with the World Bank. EIB has already financed major infrastructure projects in Greece, including the Athens International Airport, and currently is financing more than 7 billion of projects. And finally, we have Emilios Kyriakou, who is going to wrap up our discussion. Is the city country officer for Greece and is going to talk to us about both debt and equity. So if we start with Sabina, Sabina, will you be able to tell us what have you seen in terms of your experience already in Greece? You're almost now 1 year. And how do you see the future developing of the EBRD's involvement?
Is this what? Yes, we're all working through. Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me to the conference. Yes, I've been in Greece for just over a year. I arrived in September. We got up and running very quickly by putting 250 million into the recap of the four banks. And then we had another two transactions. One was OTE returning to the bond markets, and then investment in a private equity fund. So within 3 months, we'd done about 320 of investments. This year's continued along the same vein, in the sense that a lot of what we've been doing has been trying to create confidence in the market. We again have participated in bonds, a couple of larger ones, but also a small one recently on AFIX, which we're quite proud of. It was only 6 million on our account, but it was the first large SME that had listed a bond on AFIX. We've done a large syndicated loan, which is when we bring in, you know, other investors. This is something that's very important to EBRD. We don't work alone. We actually work with everybody on the panel. We've got a good relationship with EIB, IFC, EIF, and also with the Black Sea Trade and Development Bank that isn't here. So this year it's been, as I say, bond transactions, securitization for NBG. I think this is very important, helping the Greek banks to return to a sort of more normal funding until the deposits come back. I think we'll see more of those, and I think next year we may see some covered bonds. I'm hoping we also will do more investments, I think, in equity funds, because we can't make tiny investments on our own. 2, 4, 5 million is really too small for a bank like us. But if we can invest 10, 20, 30 million in a fund, then that can be invested in lots of smaller ones. It's the same with SME lending. We can't do small loans. It's time-consuming for the businesses. So they're far better off actually working with their Greek banks that have been supporting them for many years. And we can provide funding via the Greek banks. We've got a large trade finance program, about 200 million, 50 apiece for the banks, whereby we provide guarantees to confirming banks. And that's to try and reinvigorate trade, because obviously during the crisis, it became more difficult. We look at any, I think we're quite flexible for an international financial institution, and we look at different opportunities, supporting privatizations. I think that's very important. Potentially looking at infrastructure. We're the lead in the TAP pipeline, which should be a very big project next year and bring a lot of benefits to Greece. And we'll look at other municipal financing, perhaps for energy efficiency. We'll work in PPPs. So essentially, the broad range of the sorts of tools you'd expect any bank or equity investment firm to use.
Thank you, Sabina. Andrea, the IFC has been recently re-engaged in Greece, and you are now quite active in the financial sector, but not only. Can you tell us?
Yes, thank you. So I'll try to say something different to Sabina, because I could just say we do the same as EBRD. It's quite similar. But obviously, IFC is the private sector arm of the World Bank, and I think I also want to mention the work that our sister organizations are doing in Greece. So we have a joint strategy spanning the public and the private sector. On the World Bank side, our colleagues have been quite active with regards to, for instance, the competitiveness angle that was mentioned today, so helping the government around issues to do with the investment climate and investment licensing. In the past, also, they've done some interesting work around the logistics sector. Our organization, MIGA, that does political risk insurance, is very active helping the Greek banks outside Greece with guarantees. And now when it comes specifically to IFC, as rightly pointed out, we obviously had been investing in Greece in the past, stepped out of the country, and then were primarily supporting Greek financial institutions and companies outside Greece for a long time, companies such as Titan, Gepita, but also all of the Greek systemic banks. And in exceptional circumstances, you know, IFC can go back into a country for a temporary and selective basis, which is also, as an example, something we did in Korea during the Asian financial crisis. So we go back to address, you know, certain challenges in the market, and then we de-re-engage again, we exit. And that's what we hope will also happen in Greece. When I say hope, not because we don't want to be there, because we hope the market will pick up. So indeed, we started also with the recapitalization of the Greek banks, have done some work on the trade finance side, but recently also got active on infrastructure privatizations and more in the services sector. We have some things planned that, you know, should be able to inform you of very soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. Ioanni, EIB has been there in Greece for some time, financing some of the major infrastructure projects. What is the lay of the land for the future?
Thank you very much. Indeed, the European Investment Bank is financing the EIB for over 40 years now, before the EIB joins the European Union. And currently that, of course, Greece has been in some troubled times, the EIB more than ever feels as the EU bank that needs support, supports the country, both with public investments but also with private investments. As you mentioned, since 2011, we have financed, and I'm talking about disbursements, not approval and signatures that we have made, over 7.5 billion euros in a very troubled period for the Greek economy. However, what I want to make sure and make clear is that our banks, the people that they sit on the table, cannot replace the financial system of Greece. We have to make sure that the banks work, the economy is working. We can only steer the economy. We cannot replace the banking sector, and this is something that we need not to forget. Let me talk about the future and our plans. We did 7.5 billion. It is the intention to do much more in the future. And I want to thank Minister Haritsis, who is a very good cooperation with the Greek government currently, really very good cooperation in terms of programming, also with the European Commission. We had last week a meeting also with the European Commission, DG Regio, to see what we can do more in the future. And one of the priorities is indeed that for the public sector, all the big infrastructure works, and when I talk about public sector, I'm not talking also about the big infrastructure project, I'm talking also about local governments, municipalities, public corporates. It is important for the country and for the unemployment that investments, they move forward fast in order more jobs to go to the Greek economy. With respect to the banks, we do support the Greek banks. We need them to function fast and function normally. So this is why we approved 1 billion euros of financing a month ago. We are about to approve 400 for SMEs, 400 million for trade finance, a big facility also for five micro lending to reach the smaller parts of enterprises, export financing, tools like the PFOE, which is particularly focusing on energy efficiency projects to reach all corners of the country. And the EFSI tool, which the Minister mentioned, is particularly designed to give a boost to corporates, project finance, and, of course, to see what we can do more with the structural funds, how we can combine better our lending with the structural funds to do more. Since I am in the United States, allow me to a word of personal reflection. I did my PhD and I worked here for a number of years, and I know very well the Greek, the U.S. Entrepreneurials that they have been close to Greece. I want to agree with the minister in the final assessment. I feel that currently Greece has a big amount of depressed assets, and there's a lot of business opportunities currently in Greece. What we see in reality, luckily for the Greek economy, is that there is a mobilization of the international investors, particularly the Chinese investors. They contact us with a lot of ideas, a very big interest, Arab, of course, other European countries. I am convinced that there are U.S. companies and U.S. entrepreneurs that can do much more for the Greek economy. And our role is to help them. So please do contact us.
Ioanni, thank you very much. We go to the other Ioannis in the panel, Ioannis Tsakiris from the EIF. The EIF has also been active in Greece, supporting in a number of ways SMEs and fostering innovation and entrepreneurship. Ioannis, can you tell us of the recent plans you have about the future as well.
Yes, thank you very much, Christo. Just allow me a very, very short introduction of EIF, the European Investment Fund, which is a European Union financial institution to support SMEs by providing access to finance. And we do this through equity or loan guarantees. And as of today, we have invested more than 5 billion euros in private equity and venture capital funds, and more than 15 billion euros in guarantees to support SME loans that are given to companies across Europe. All in all, so far we have supported more than 1 million of SMEs within the European Union. So it's European Investment Fund is only for SMEs, which when it comes to Greece, we believe that it's a critical sector that can bring very quickly growth compared to other sectors or other, let's say, priorities that take more time to be productive, like big infrastructure projects, etc. So SMEs that are suffering almost a decade now in Greece, access to finance is very, very limited, and we see this in many sectors. So what we are trying to do is to introduce financial instruments that will support this access to finance to the small and medium enterprises. So far, until the end of the year, we would have done operations in Greece that they have mobilized almost 1 billion euro in total. And what really SMEs needs in Greece is equity. And not only equity for the SMEs, but Greece in general is lacking private equity and venture capital ecosystem. And this is what we are trying to do now in close cooperation with the Ministry of Economy. And the Honourable Minister referred to this instrument, which soon is going to be launched, which is an equity fund of fund that the Greek state, by contributing structural funds, ourselves and other IFIs contributing resources, and also inviting private sector investors, we are aiming, and I think we will do very, very soon, to create an equity platform so that to support equity in high growth SMEs in Greece. What the second step that is needed in order for a holistic approach to the SMEs is an efficient guarantee mechanism that will allow banks, which they provided that they have the adequate liquidity, it will allow banks, let's say, to unlock SME loans to the SMEs and supporting their day-to-day operations, which we see that they're all struggling primarily because of lack of working capital. So that's, in a nutshell, what are our plans for Greece.
Ioannis, thank you. And thank all the representatives of the supranationals for their comments and discussion, and also it's quite refreshing to hear positive comments about the administration. So the minister should be happy about what he heard today. But Emilios Kyriakou is the city country officer for Greece. He knows Greece for many years, operates out of Athens and also out of Europe. And city, of course, has been one of the main international banks financing over time in equity and debt. Emilia, where do you think we are in this space right now?
Thank you, Christos. Much like my partners to the right, I just wanted to highlight that we have been for 53 years playing a Catalyst's role in attracting foreign investments in Greece. I think this is the most important pillar of our discussion here because it has a twofold angle. We have to create and foster growth on one hand and then fund it. And I think attracting foreign investments is critical for fostering growth because this will stimulate the local economy to the extent that has been severely depressed over the last year. The years of the crisis. Citi has played a pivotal role in the attraction of these foreign investments. We would like to see, and I think this is a message that I would like to get out, is that foreign direct investments is there. Citi itself was privileged to advise the government on the privatization of Ellinikon, of the regional airports, of the sale of Astir, I mean, and all these transactions that have been consummated, yet they are not yet executed to the point of delivering their potential to the market. And this is something that we're very much focusing on in terms of attracting the right level of investor interest to the opportunities in Greece. On the funding side, we have been there, as I said, for over 50 years. We have been extremely active in soliciting investor interest in the funding opportunities of the large projects in the country. And we have ushered over time the Greek corporate world to the international debt capital markets as well as to the equity capital markets. There is, and this has... it's daily validated, there is a very solid interest in Greek growth opportunities, and this is something that we're very much trying to introduce on a daily basis. The issue is that there remain some structural problems that need to be address in terms of getting done with the political uncertainty, getting done with the ongoing negotiations, and allow the investors to focus on the projects on which we believe will deliver the growth. Well, funding the commercial side of the business, we're obviously the main banker to 250 multinationals were funding their Greek operations in a way that help further stimulate the economy because they remain focused on the Greek market, even though they suffered as much as Greek companies from the shrinkage of the economy. We also work as a commercial bank in close coordination with my partners to the right in terms of allowing the Greek financial sector access to the international trade business, which is critical to facilitate trade and allow the Greek companies to actively engage in the production and export of their overall product range. Finally, I wanted to say that in terms of direct funding, we are active players in the investment plans of our large Greek corporates on which we focused. We're very much aligned in terms of their funding strategies in the country, and we have over time delivered several billions of funding which have been the case in terms of funding the investment plans of Greek corporates in the country beyond facilitating the access of international investors as well. Thank you, Christos.
Emilia, thank you very much. And Nicholas, we are almost there in terms of time, but I would like to see if there is any question from the audience to at least have one question to our panel. Please, can you introduce yourself?
Thank you. Sarika Somiros is the name, from Brookstreet Equity. We know Greece works, and we know because in the summer we made 70 times our money by selling Ticket Hour to Ticketmaster. So we will go and create a private equity fund in Greece. We are now risking all our own capital. The question I have is the following. Will you support investors like ourselves in the same way you leverage the tech funds, for example, the Jeremy funds, or will it be a traditional one-to-one matching that you offer in other programs? Thank you.
Omire, thank you very much. I think it's for Ioannis, that for you.
Yes, it will work like the previous experience that we have with Jeremy. So it will be.
Can you get closer to the microphone? Just
yes. Yeah. So it will be a competitive, let's say, process similar to the one that we had with Jeremy, given that part. Biggest part of this platform is coming from structural funds. So it will be a very, very similar process.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for participating. I'd like to congratulate our panels. Thank you very much.